I don't know about you, but I am so excited, Michelle, because we are going to be hosting a Teachable Woman Women's Retreat. And this is something that you and I have talked about probably through the years, but certainly in the recent months, it's been on our heart. And this retreat is going to be an opportunity for you and for me to nurture our spirits and to connect with like-minded women. Therefore, this retreat is not about seeking the masses, although the masses might show up.
Amen.
But this retreat is about seeking the sincere women of God who are teachable and who want to learn so that they can give to others that which they have received. Michelle, are you excited?
I am so excited. I can hardly wait until the day and the time, but I do know that our times are in the hands of the Lord, so I'm just going to have to be patient until July the 25th through the 27th gets here. But I am excited to be with you, excited to have the opportunity to teach those who are sincere, who have made the commitment to be with us for this short period of time to get this shot in the arm, if you will. To go back to our lives and just work as according to the will of the Lord.
Right. To make our lives make a difference in the lives of others. And what are we talking about? What is this big retreat event? When is it? How is it? How can you go?
Well, you can go to the teachablewoman.com. And there you will find on the website all of the information about the retreat. It will be in Houston, Texas. It will be held at the Weston Oak Hotel. And it's the one on South Post Oak because it's in the Galleria. And the Galleria has two Weston hotels, one on each end. So we want to make sure that when you show up at the right one. We're the one near the Cheesecake Factory. That should be a big clue.
That's tempting.
Yes, that is tempting. And dinner is on your own, so you may have your spot as to where you're going to have your dinners, right? So it's going to be at the Weston Oak Hotel. We will be at the Galleria, which is one of the largest shopping malls in the state of Texas. I think it's number 4 in the whole state of the big old state of Texas. So if shopping is your thing after the retreat,
amen.
You want to shop, time on your own. And you want to shop, but just like there's the Galleria with all of the wonderful and expensive and mid-sized budget and low-sized budget shops, 2 blocks down the road is Marshall's and Ross, whatever we need.
My kind of place.
So we are excited about being there. I tell you what excites me. What excites me is that I think the women are going to receive all the things that I received when I was going to retreats. And I didn't even know what to expect. I just came because I wanted to hear from God. And when I say I didn't know what to expect, it doesn't mean I didn't know I would be taught. I didn't know what I was going to be taught. And I didn't know how what I learned was going to change me. But I do know that even when our budget was very tight, my husband made sure that he put aside money to put me on that plane and get me in that retreat because he wanted a better wife to come home.
I've gotten so many testimonies about the retreats that we used to have. Our retreats were very different. One of my friends used to tell me that our retreat was different because it was really Jesus-centric.
Yes.
It was not about stuff, things, and shopping, even though we're going to be in the Galleria.
Right.
The retreat's not about that. But if you want to partake, go enjoy yourself. But our retreats were really about knowing God for ourselves and developing a closer, more intimate relationship with Him and having a desire to give what we had received to others. And I know that this retreat will be in that vein. And therefore, I am so excited about it. I'm so excited also that I have just written a book.
Yes.
And I'm going to be, this will be one of the first unveilings of the book outside of the big church here in Maryland. And I'm excited about that. The book is entitled Seekers of Righteousness, A Man Who Obeyed God and a Woman Who Served. So I'm the little servant woman, but I'm so excited about it. And then I will also be bringing some copies of the 80th birthday presentation that our church did for me. And I know that there will be some other goodies and surprises for you. So prepare your hearts, open your hearts, come with an open mind and a heart to serve. I served for 43 years, proud of it. Nothing wrong with serving. As long as you serve the right person in the right way, you'll get the right results. So come with a heart open to receive.
Yes. All right. Well, some of the things that are not on the website that we have planned is that we're going to have a financial advisor come and share with our women. They're going to teach us how to manage the money that God has entrusted to us. We know that 10% belongs to the kingdom of God through the tithes and the offering, but God also cares about what we do with the 90. And so we're going to learn how to make sure that we're living on a budget. We're going to learn how to put aside money for the retirement. And for those who are already in retirement, we're going to learn what we need to do with those funds. Because sometimes when we retire and we see those numbers, we have no idea what to do. And we're going to learn about what to do at that time. So I'm very excited. The person who's going to be teaching us is someone who handled the retirement funds for a Fortune 500 company. And she handled five of their funds. So she knows what to do with money. And she knows how to make money multiply in a way that we will not lose it. So I'm excited for you to learn from her as well.
I'm excited too.
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, I'm excited also because it's hard to get your money to work for you nowadays with these low interest rates.
Yes, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. So in addition to that, the financial piece, we are also going to have a special breakout sessions for those who are single so that you can learn how to navigate this life in the single state. And I'm excited about who's going to be teaching you, because the person who is going to be sharing with you is a person who has really trusted God through the stages of life, and God was found faithful. So I want you to know how to walk that walk and find him faithful. Then there is someone that's going to be leading our Married Women Breakout. And in the Married Women Breakout, we're going to teach you how to make sure that we live with peace in the home and how to really love our husbands. And how we love our husbands is not always indicative of how they treat us, but Amen. It's what God expects from us. And if we obey God, how God will bless us in the end. So let's just make sure that we are following the will of the Lord as we do this thing. And have some joy in the marriage, you know? And there should be some joy in the unmarried state as well. You know what's so funny is when you're unmarried, you can't wait to get married. And then when you get married, you think, oh, wow, the unmarried life was really good.
It's so true. No matter what state we're in, we'll always have a tendency to compare. And we know that we've been taught comparisons always breed discontentment. So for some of us, we're wondering why we just seem to lack peace and don't have any contentment. It might be that we're doing too much comparing ourselves to someone else, and that will always gender strife.
Yes, you are absolutely right. I am also very, very, very excited that we will have a special widow's breakout. I can say for myself, I never expected to be a widow. It was nothing that I ever thought about. But I am in this state, and my determination is to glorify God in it. And so for those women who have been widows or have just become widows, we want to pour into you, because this is a very interesting time in our lives. But God has an expectation, even in this state. You know, this is not a time to throw in the towel, if you will. But it's a time to just figure out, God, what is it that you would have me to do at this stage? So we will be ministering to you as well. And I'm very, very, very excited about that.
Yeah, I know that we're going to teach you a bit about how to seek God for yourselves, how to find him for yourselves, how to live in Him, abide in Him for yourself, and how to be a productive woman of God, a life giver, who know how to abide in the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes, absolutely. And that's a wonderful thing. I don't know if prior to attending a retreat, I could have ever imagined that people pouring into me in 3 days or in a weekend could make such a significant change in the quality of my life. I don't think I could have ever conceived that because I'd never attended one and I didn't really know what to expect. But this is really all about love. It's all about our love for you. And we may not know your name. We may not have ever seen your face, but we do love you. You're a child of the Most High God and a joint heir with Christ Jesus. And as a result of that, we have a duty to pour what we have received. And that's exactly what we want to do.
Amen. I want to share a quick story. One of my best friends in the whole world came to a retreat many, many years ago, not one of our From the Heart Church ministry retreats, but a retreat where I was teaching. And I just happened to make mention of the fact, and God called their name Adam. And this was a liberated woman who she wouldn't give up her unmarried name. She was hyphen the married name. Yes. And so when I taught this, listen, you have to realize when we're teaching, we have no idea what God is doing through us. And when I made that statement, she went home crying to her husband, repenting of the fact that she had not accepted his last name. And immediately he wanted them to have license plates with Mrs. So-and-so and so. And after that retreat, she said, I will receive the license, tags for my car that are customized. And I will be your Mrs. blank, blank, blank. And right. So she often shares that with me, that she was changed. So we never know what we're going to minister to you or how what we minister is going to impact your life. But God knows, and He will give us exactly what it is that you need at this time in your life so that wherever you go, you can be a woman of God who presents Jesus as He is.
Amen. So we want you to be in prayer with us. We want you to pray that whatever your needs are, that they're met during the time of this retreat. We want you to be praying for us, that we will be well and healthy. Our voices will be able to hold up. As you all know, I have the crud or cold or something right now. And my voice is, it's going up all kind of octaves and down. But I thank you for your patience. But be in prayer with us and be in prayer for us, that we have a tremendous time in the Lord, that we do whatsoever the Lord asks of us, that you all might be blessed. And so I think if you come prepared with an open heart to receive and you're in prayer with us, and we're definitely going to be prepared from the deposit that has been made in us over all these years and staying in close contact with the Lord to see what He might have us to say to you. I believe we'll all leave changed and for the better. Amen. So excited about that.
God bless you. Be teachable, women of God.
Amen. Amen. And we will see you July the 25th through the 27th in Houston, Texas. I will say this. We had one quick question come in that said, should we stay at the hotel, or if we have friends and people that live in the area, should we stay with them? I'm going to say two things. One, you know what your finances dictate. So we don't want you to go beyond that. If your finances dictate that you need to stay with friends, then stay with friends. I will say that Houston traffic is no joke. And so you want to be prepared for that. If you GPS it and it says it's going to take you an hour to get there, leave 2 hours ahead of time just to be safe and to be able to make it through, because Houston traffic is no joke.
That's the truth.
if your budget allows you to stay at the hotel at $139 a night, then it would be of a benefit to you, because you'll be able to fellowship with the other women who are there, and you won't be on a time clock to get back on the highway, thus and so. So we're going to start on Thursday night and we're going to have our opening session. Then we're going to have a reception. Yes, we're going to feed you hors d'oeuvres and food a day so that you'll be able to refresh yourself and to meet other women who are there, say hello to people you haven't seen in a while and meet new people. Then we'll come back the next morning at 9 o'clock. Breakfast starts at 8. We will provide you with breakfast on Friday and breakfast on Saturday, lunch on Friday and lunch on Saturday. I think so. We're leaving at lunch. I'll clarify that. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
And so we're providing 4 meals in total. And dinner will be on your own. But we will check out by noon on Saturday. So you'll have the rest of your time to be able to travel back and do whatever it is you may need to do. And take the blessing of the word with you.
Amen. And where on earth can you go for $300 and get 4 meals? Yes. Nowadays,
yes.
Nowhere. So I'm amazed at the affordability of the retreat. It's very affordable, and I thank you, Reverend Michelle Oates, for making it so that anybody on any budget could come.
I thank God, and the hotel has been very generous with us, and they're excited to see us coming. So when we get there, we're going to be the women of God, life givers that we are. They're going to be pleased that we're in the building, and we will cause no shame to the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. They're going to be asking us to come back next year, right?
Right. Amen.
Outstanding. Outstanding. All right. Well, did you have any more that you want to add about the retreat?
God bless you. I'll see you there.
All right. Thank you so much.
Listeners and subscribers, we're asking that you re-listen and share the podcast with others. Don't keep this good news to yourself. Re-listen and see if there is something that you hear that you missed earlier. Share and encourage a friend. We pray that these podcasts have been beneficial to you. So re-listen, listen, and share. Hello, everybody. We're just about 8 weeks away from July 25th to the 27th and the Women's Retreat. We're asking that everyone register at teachablewoman.com, and we've made it simple for you. You can pay in 2 easy payments. The hotel cutoff date is July the 11th, so register now and don't wait. We want to count you in, and we want to prepare properly for you. Some of you are still seeking a roommate, and we'll try to accommodate you if you just send an email. Your registration covers a lot of things. 4 delicious meals, all your conference materials, women's health sessions, exercise classes, financial wellness sessions, breakout sessions for single, married, and widowed women, and so many other things. So don't delay. Register now, and we'll see you there.